Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for a little nerd news. Yay. I always comb through the news, check my Scientific American magazine, look for things that are going to change our world.
You need like an intro.
Yeah.
Nerd. Do it. Do it. Oh, you do it. You do it good.
Let's do it together.
You do it, Kato. I like yours.
It's time for what? Nerd news.
Nerd news.
I kind of like it anymore.
We got a clap from our audience member.
All right. I didn't like it as much with the intro.
We'll work on that.
I like some music.
The end. Yeah.
All right. Idy, you need to hush up because you're going to like this first one a lot.
Are you
ready for this?
Okay.
A study came out this week that says we may be able to reverse the aging process. They actually did it.
Makes you want to hug a nerd, don't it?
Do you walk backwards?
No, Kato, you don't.
Oh, that would work.
That is so stupid.
I've tried it.
It's nerd stuff, man. I mean, it's going to be a time machine or something.
What do you do?
It's a mixture of three drugs, a growth hormone, a diabetes medication, and a hormone supplement that essentially made people's DNA about 2.5 years younger than it was before.
Wow, yeah.
Now, that's not a huge amount, but they say if they can do 2.5 years, it's just a matter of fine-tuning to knock off 5, 10 years. And before you know it, we might even be able to live forever.
Turning back 2.5 years, I'd go back to my 30s again.
Well, of course you would.
Yeah.
You just have to take 10 of those treatments.
Or more.
So it's like a pill that you pop in your mouth?
Did you listen, you moron?
It's not...
a mixture of three drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what was your question?
You sit on it, Hawk.
No, I'm like, how do you take it?
Oh, actually, that's probably a good question. Maybe it's a shot.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a suppository.
Well, I mean, you start taking those before you know it, everybody. I'm not going to do a suppository, though.
I would for two and a half years.
Stick it wherever you want to stick it, baby.
How many can I get up there?
All right. Speaking of age, it turns out that the universe may be very upset with us.
Huh?
Because a study found that the universe may be 2 billion years younger than we thought. We've been going around saying it was 13.7 billion years old, but it may only be 11.4 billion years old.
So Earth is mad at us.
I mean, they're probably like, did you think we looked 13.7 billion years old?
That's what this global warming's all about, then.
They're just getting us back.
Hot. Yeah.
Okay. In other space news, astronomers found the first planet besides Earth with water in its atmosphere and temperatures that could support life. It's about 8 times bigger than Earth and 110 light years away, so it would not be suitable for us because you would be crushed on the planet that size.
What do you mean?
The gravity would be so strong on that planet.
Thank you.
Would I be thinner?
I'm willing to try it out.
You'd be thin because you would be plastered down onto the ground, probably.
I'm glad we got a nerd to dissect everything for us here.
Okay, in parenting news.
Okay.
Two things here. A team at the University of Michigan found that giving your kids timeouts won't scar them emotionally.
Oh, good.
Can you believe they did a study on that?
Neither will spanking.
Right. Yeah. And then Google is working on a baby monitor that uses artificial intelligence to alert parents before the baby wakes up.
See, that's freaky.
So they can get in there and do whatever they need to do to keep the baby from waking up. So it detects certain movements and certain temperature changes and other various sensors that it has, and it'll actually alert the parents, hey, your baby's about to wake up. And they can go in there and change, maybe pull the cover off or put the cover on it if it's too cold and keep it from waking up and screaming.
I do that all the time with my kids. I'll check on them right before I go to bed, right before I come in, and one of them's like never has his quilt on him, but he'll wake up because he gets cold, so I'll just gently put that quilt back over, and he'll sleep another 2 hours.
Tie it down. It won't He won't pull it off
you're
again. Such,
you're like a Google dad.
The kid or the quilt?
Both.
Okay. And this is good news for cancer patients, but researchers in England may have found a way to protect hair follicles during chemotherapy, so cancer patients may not have to lose their hair anymore.
Oh, that's
good. Especially good with little kids, but with everyone involved with that. So that's your nerd news for this week.
It's been nerd news.
I don't mind that. I just don't like that laugh you do, Hawk. That's not really laugh.
Hey, you nailed it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.